Hey, everybody, Rob here, getting you ready for our Big Brother Canada podcast with Cassandra from BB Can 4. Very much looking forward to chatting with her. We're going to jump into everything with Cass in just a moment. First, I want to take a moment and mention another podcast here on our podcast network, the Eddie Trunk podcast. If you're into rock music as much as you're into your favorite reality shows, check out the Eddie Trunk show with the former host of VH1's That Metal Show. He recently interviewed Vanilla Fudge drummer Carmine Appice, who discussed the famous Led Zeppelin shark story, Ozzy Prince, collaborating with Rod Stewart and more. To listen, go to podcastone.com or download the free mobile app now. Then we've got a quick word from Wix.com, and then we'll speak with Cass from BB Can 4.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's a guy who could be an honorary member of the Freak Show, or at least a Freak Show. Rob Sestrino, hello everybody, and welcome back to Rob Has a Podcast. We have a very special episode coming up here with one of the standouts from the Big Brother Canada 4. Please welcome to the podcast, after much hype, the great Cassandra Shahinafar. Is that right?
That's right.
Got it, baby. Okay, good. All right. Okay. Well, very excited to have you here on the podcast with us. And of course, we have also with us one of our live feed correspondents and your number one supporter all through Big Brother Canada 4, who was so upset when you and Tim could not win the final four HOH or the veto. Here is Brent Walgamott. Brent, how are you?
Rob, I can't believe we have to talk to this bitch again. Seriously?
Can you hear me say that? Again?
My mouth always gets me in trouble, just like...
Oh my God, we have the same problem in life.
Okay. All right. So, Brent, have you forgiven Cass yet for not winning the final four HOH or veto?
I have forgiven her because she's too freaking awesome. Like, Cass, I love you. I know I told you this in the pre-show, but I'm your number one fan. Like, we love you here at Rap. We rooted for you. You are the breakout star of Big Brother Canada 4. We all bow down to the queen. You're a freaking awesome. I'm so sad that you didn't win, but I'm so happy that you have so many fans.
I love you guys. Thanks for supporting me. And thanks for having me on your show. I'm so excited to be here. I heard so much about you from Joel on the show.
All right, good. Well, happy to have you here. And you had no shortage of supporters everywhere this season. People really were pulling for you and for Tim down the stretch. Uh-huh. And then you guys let everybody down. Congratulations on a very fun game to watch. And so I figure let's talk about all this. We got a bunch of things to get to here on the show, and this is going to be a very interactive conversation. We have the chat room open here on robinswebsite.com. We are also taking your comments, hashtag RHAP on Twitter, and then also on our YouTube channel at robinswebsite.com/YouTube. Cassandra, first, let me wish you a congratulations on a renewal for Big Brother Canada. Woo! Big Brother Canada 5 is happening, only increasing the likelihood that you will play in an all-star season.
I really hope so. Maybe they'll call me back. So I would love to finally win. I feel like I was robbed.
You were robbed.
I shouldn't have said that, but it was true.
All right. Well, that Big Brother Canada is coming back, and so will our coverage here on Rob as a Podcast. So a renewal all the way around for that. So very excited about that. Also, Big Brother 18 right around the corner. If you want to get your hands on the Big Brother live feeds, a lot of stuff going on the live feeds, with all the stuff that CBS is doing to promote the new season. If you want to get in early, you could use our link, robsonwebsite.com/live feeds for all of that. And then we believe, according to the Big Brother calendar, hopefully we should have some cast news to talk about. Not casts, some cast news to talk about next week. And of course, you know the place to go for all of that. And including also on Big Brother Happy Hour this week, Brent and the guys did a prediction of what the Big Brother 18 cast would look like if CBS casted all stars, not cast. You did not make the cut for Big Brother 18, sadly.
What?
Well, only because you live, you live in Canada, so
All right. So you can check that out on robinsonwebsite.com as well. All right. So, Cass, just for the people listening to the podcast at home who aren't watching the video, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking actually Merlot. I prefer a Cab Sauv, but it was what I had.
Okay. That's the number one rule of what do you have? Right. Yeah.
What do you have?
Okay. I have a an iced coffee with a lot of ice, heavy cream, and sugar.
Ooh. Fabulous. And I have, I told Cass that I'm on the sober train, but I would join her in drinking. So I put my Coke in a wine glass. So that's what I'm
drinking. I love it. Yes, thanks, baby. Yes.
Okay. Cheers. Virtual cheers. All right. So Cass, why don't we just start off with a little bit of catch up since we last saw you at the finale and everything that was going on. What have the last couple of weeks been like for you since you came out of the house?
I have absolutely loved these last few weeks. I'm back home in Winnipeg and I love the positive feedback I'm getting. Team Cassandra fans, I love you all and I love all the support I'm getting. So when I was in the house, I was kind of like, do people hate me? I'm kind of a little bit of a bitch in the house. I'm a little bit of a liar. And apparently in the house, like people that I was living with told me lying and manipulating isn't very nice. But then I remembered, oh, wait, you're playing Big Brother. You're not on the right show then. So I'm loving it being back home. I'm back to my everyday life and I feel really normal.
Now you're back home. Now it was a lot was talked about during the season that you were from the same hometown as Jared and that he said that to you like, hey, look, if you don't protect me during your week of the HOH, then when you go back to Winnipeg, there's going to be people are not going to appreciate you. Has there been a backlash against you in Winnipeg?
I'm sorry. You know what? I haven't found a backlash at all. I actually feel a lot of love. So go blow your nose, Jared. not buying what you're selling. So no, it hasn't affected me whatsoever.
Okay. What was the experience of the finale like?
I loved it. So when I got evicted, I had no audience. So I still had no feedback of what people thought of me. And when I walked out and I had a bunch of the cheers, I just loved it so much. It was the best feeling. I loved finale night.
Yeah. And we actually didn't get to do an interview with you. We did an interview with everybody else, but because of that final four blackout period, we didn't get to talk to you in the post-game interviews that we did during the season. So it's especially nice to talk to you here.
Great being here.
Yeah, well, nice. I'm glad we were able to work this out. You cast your vote for the brothers to win. Was that more of a vote for the brothers or against Kelsey?
Honestly, it was stuck between a rock and a hard place with that decision. Like, I was I was in denial. I was like, Tim is winning. That's it. He's there. We had the votes for him to win in the jury. And when it was the brothers and Kelsey, it was like, like it came kind of down to questions. But at the end of the day, I don't know, like both of their answers kind of were terrible. So I just went with my gut and went with the brothers.
Cass,
I
have a question for you. If Kelsey had been able to articulate a cohesive strategy and answer the questions properly in the final two, could she have won or was the jury so bent against the third wheel that they were never voting for Kelsey in the first place?
Honestly, we all went into it voting for the brothers. Like we were all... Okay. Same, we're going to vote for the brothers. So, I mean, maybe if she would have had a good answer, maybe it could have switched, but no, the brothers were winning.
Okay. Let's just talk through where we were towards the end of the season, where we got down to that final five, and it was the Threek show, and then it was the brothers and Kelsey on the other side. Seemingly an insurmountable numerical advantage that you guys had to be able to get down to this final two. And then the three of you guys go out back to back to back. Why don't we start with that week where ultimately where you and Tim both had to kind of throw Joel under the bus after everything that unfolded with the veto competition and everything there. The three of you guys gotten on the same page and talked about why that really just all fell apart there?
Honestly, the Threek show, we had the strategy, we had the manipulation thing going, we had the numbers, we just could not win a damn competition to save our lives. Like, literally, my dad had to come in and win us a HOH. That's how bad we sucked. going in, I need to really, if I ever play All-Stars, I need to reevaluate maybe having a competitor on my team, on my side, because I didn't have that this season. But no, we were going into that veto competition, that popcorn one, and we had a plan. We're like, Joel, we're going to throw it to you if we can, and if not, then one of us have to win it. But we were all on the same page going into it. We go in, and Joel is handing pieces to Phil, and I'm like, not a part of the plan. What are you doing? And I tried to talk to him in between the rounds, and he wasn't even looking me in the eye. So at that point, Tim had to win it because we didn't even think Joel, we didn't know where Joel's head was at. So it just fell apart, really sadly.
Was that more of a failure to talk things through with Joel, or was Joel more going rogue in that moment?
I think Joel was just so overwhelmed in that moment that he was just going rogue. And like, because in between the rounds, we'd go inside and we'd be like, I'd try and talk to him. And he was in the corner with Phil and Kelsey, not even looking at me or Tim. So at this point, Tim's upstairs pacing, like the other three are together, and I'm all by myself, like, really, guys? Like, can someone talk to me here? Right. So at that point, Tim had to win it.
Yeah. From what I saw, Rob, it was definitely an issue where, you know, as Alex had previously said, one of our other life feeders, that Joel had never really experienced any heat in the game before.
Right.
This was the point at the final five where he basically had to show his cards, and he did not want to show his cards. He wanted to be in the middle. He wanted both sides to think, okay, I'm really with you. I'm not with them. And this was a point where he had to show his cards. If he would have just showed his cards and said, you know what, I'm really with them, I'm going to win the veto, take them down, and evict one of you guys, that would have worked. But he just couldn't bring himself to get there.
I mean, at that point, like, I'm sitting on the side, I can't say anything. It's Phil, Tim, Joel, and that three. There are three people left in this competition. At that point, they just had to be like, "Screw you, Phil. We're against you. Three shows united, and work together to help each other and get Phil out of that round." And this wasn't happening. I was on the sidelines, like, I'm so close, yet so far. I can't yell at you guys, right. Like, what?
And then that's the competition that Tim wins, and then he kind of flips out after about how he has to do this all alone, and he no more alliances. He's going back to playing this the Australian way. And you guys were a pair, I think that was one of the things that made this fun to watch, where I said this was one of the things I liked watching about the brothers, where they were on the same page, but they would fight with each other a lot. You and Tim also had that, where you guys were on the same team, but there would be a lot of arguments in the house. I mean, how much of that we saw on the show was legit?
We were 100% an old married couple. Like, we had a lot of internal conflict. At the end of the day, I really don't think we would have went against each other, but there was a lot of times we disagreed. We were both independent thinkers, and we both wanted to do it our way, but we still had each other's back. So it was very difficult at times, especially after that dumb popcorn competition. Veto comp, I was like, I can't even be in the same room as you right now, and I have to live in a house with you.
Right.
So it was quite difficult at times, but it was all real, 100% accurate.
Cass, even before the veto, I have a question for you. You know, I love you, you're my girl, but this is my only problem with the game that you played in the house, okay? We gotta talk about it. Okay, so it's final five, it's HOH, you're coming out of the double eviction, the brothers stupidly have put up Nikki, you got her evicted, you protected the freak show there. Yeah. So now it's the three of you against Kelsey in this HOH competition, okay? You clearly should have the advantage, but it's a days competition. Something that Kelsey has been studying, a recruit no less, who's somebody who hasn't watched any of Big Brother.
Yeah.
She was studying day after day after day. Okay, I love you, my girl, Cass.
Yeah.
Why were you not studying more in the Big Brother house?
I feel like I studied a lot before I went to bed. That was my study time. Like, I'd sit there with my hands and be like, just in those competitions, I get so nervous. Okay. Like, I'm not a nervous person. And I would just be like staring up and just like thinking so hard. And then my head would be blank. I'd be like, okay, just.
Yeah. The advantage that Kelsey and the brothers seemed to have was they were, you know, Jedi drilling each other, and they were doing it out loud. So, you know, you absorb so much more information.
Right.
I saw you doing that. But, you know, we can't see everything that's going on inside your head. So from our standpoint, it looked like you really weren't studying that much at all. So it's glad to see that you were at least trying.
I was. I mean, like, Tim wasn't a studier. He was like, I can't do that, and that's going to be my downfall in this game. I'm like, ugh, I'm nobody. I was singing all by myself by Celine Dion, like, every day in that home. That's why when I was drinking my wine, talking to myself, that's because I had no one else to talk to.
Well, let's talk about your relationship with Tim a little bit more, because it was very interesting, of course, to watch with all of the fighting, and you guys were on the same page, you weren't on the same page. But he talked about that he was asked by Canada, like, what was your biggest lie in the game? And he told a story about how that he wanted people to think that there was a romantic relationship with you guys in the house. And that was all part of his strategy. And Brent, correct me if I'm getting any of this wrong, but that was absolutely not the case. He just wanted people to think that there was some sort of a spark going on there. What's your side of this story?
Me and Tim, we have a great friendship. Like, as soon as I remember day seven, I was sitting there. Paige just got evicted. I was looking around the room. I was thinking, I feel like I'm at a kid's camp. Like, there is no one here that I could work with other than maybe Joel. When Tim walked in, former winner of the game, clearly looked like fun, obviously intelligent. If he'd won before, that's someone I wanted to work with. So we built, at first it was kind of strategy, but it really turned into him being my best friend in the house. And yeah, it was purely a friendship, but the conflict we had always threw people off. And we used that to our advantage in the game. Because people, I would say, oh, I'm not with Tim. Like, I can't even stand the guy. I want to get him out. That's going to be my big move. Because I'm playing for second, guys. So it did help. But no, we're great friends.
Okay. All right. Brent, you buying that?
Well, I was going to say that I am buying what Cass is saying. What I'm not buying is when Tim was asked, you know, what's the biggest lie that you told in the house this season? At that point, I think he told the biggest lie, that there was really nothing between him and Cass. You know, it may not have been a showmance, but it was definitely a flirtmance. And that can go a long way in the Big Brother house. So I think he was definitely trying to, for some reason or another, and I can't read his mind, he was trying to minimize what the fans were seeing. He was trying to make himself look like a mastermind when I really think he was just having a great time.
He found me irresistible.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, how could he not?
Who doesn't?
But speaking of that, so then you were sitting there on finale night, and I believe you guys had already had you guys all come out, or Tim spoke with Arissa, and then they brought everybody else out. Right. But I'm sure you saw the tape of when Tim came out of the house, and he kind of gave up against Kelsey in that second part of the HOH, and he came out, and Arissa asked him about, like, Tim, What was that? Why didn't he say, I don't know if I really wanted to win.
I don't want to win. Bullshit.
I wanted somebody else to have that experience of winning.
Well, thanks for not thinking that a week earlier.
Yeah, not a week, like 3 days earlier, right?
Yeah, like 3 days earlier. Yeah.
And then there you were with Tim at the Final Four, like, hey, let me have this shot here. He's like, nah, I think I'm gonna take it. Did you have a conversation with him about all that?
Well, he came out and I'm sitting in the jury box. I had not known anything. And he came and just said, oh, I gave it to them. I didn't want to win it. You saw the daggers I gave him. I was like, I do not even want to be sitting here next to you because I could literally strangle you right now. So, no, I mean, in my honest opinion, he's sticking to his story, but I think that he thought he had lost in that competition and he knew that the other two would take each other. So he didn't want to lose and go out that way. He wanted to go out on his own terms and leave it to fate. I'm giving up, and you know what? I want to give it to them. Because at that point, he had thought he lost. He didn't realize that Kelsey was so terrible at that competition and he had like another half an hour.
Right. Yeah. I think Cass has it on the head, Rob. That's exactly, you know, we've talked about this. That's exactly what happened. Yeah. Tim has an image he wants to uphold. He doesn't want to make it look like he lost. He's the winner of Big Brother Australia. So he's writing his own narrative there. That's a whole bunch of self-rationalization.
But I do love Tim.
Yeah. What has Tim been up to since the finale? Have you guys been in contact?
Yeah, we've talked. I actually was just talking to him yesterday, and he's doing great, living in Australia, doing his thing. It's starting to get, I guess, wintertime in Australia. So he said, I need to get out of the cold. I need to come back to Canada. So I think he's planning on coming.
Who said that before? I need to get out of the cold. I need to get back to Canada. Wow.
Australian winters.
There you go.
So yeah, he's planning on coming back. He's just dealing with some stuff in the outback first. And then.
Okay. All right. So we'll be on the lookout for Tim's North American return. I want to talk about a couple of your finest moments in the house. And let's go back to the night of the double eviction when you had won the veto, when the Pax Bros had the HOH, and they said to you, hey, look, don't use the veto. Don't use the veto. If you win it, don't use the veto. He said, no, fine. And they really berated you. They're like, don't use the veto. And you said, I'm fine. I'm not going to use the veto. And then you did use the veto. Could you just take us through your thought process during all that? Were you lying to them the whole time? Were you thinking about it? Did you decide at that point that that was what you were going to do?
Honestly, I'm sitting there at the HOH competition. Nick hadn't won it yet. And Phil looks to be. And I was just saying, oh, so what would you guys do if you want HOH? He was like, well, obviously you and Tim, because you just put us up. I was like, oh, okay. And I try to, you know how I sometimes act a little bit?
Oh, yeah. We love it.
I was like, oh, I'm just so, I feel so bad about putting you up. I regret it totally. And then he looks at me about a minute later and says, Cass, if you win the veto and don't use it, we won't put you up on the block. I'm like, oh my God, 100%. I won't use it. Yeah, totally. I won't. So they didn't put me up. Great. I win the veto. And at that point, they weren't off me. Like, they were on my ass. I was like, I don't really like being told what to do. So I used the veto. And honestly, it was my favorite moment in the whole game, looking at their faces.
Yeah.
Like, why do you? I lied to them consistently throughout the game, and they always believe me. Like, whose fault is that, mine or theirs?
Right. I will say theirs. That if there was ever a chance that Cass wasn't going to use the veto there, it was going to be done on her own accord. Like, them trying to pressure her into using the veto
was not
going to
work.
Exactly. That just, like, pushed her in the other direction 100%. Yeah. There was no way she was going to do the bidding of the Pax brothers on live television. No way.
No.
Okay. So at that point, then when you use the veto, then Nick says, okay, well, Arissa, we'd like to put ourselves on the block.
Dumbest move of Big Brother history.
What are you thinking?
That was not thought out.
What are you thinking during that moment?
That just, I love, okay, you know what? Honestly, outside of the house, brothers are great, cute little boys. I just want to hold them and pet them. They're so cute.
Me too.
But honestly, that just showed how irrational they were in some of their decisions. They just, I'm the brothers together. Like, they didn't think anything out.
Yeah.
Like, that was not strategic. If they said that was strategic, no, that was just them, another example of them being irrational.
Mm-hmm. Right. When Joel was evicted and he called them a bunch of hypocritical, spoiled brats who act like 5-year-olds when they don't get their way.
Did you see that right at the kitchen table?
He was exactly right. And I love your reaction, Cass, when Joel called them out on that, because that's exactly how they behaved. And they got so lucky at the end that they got to face Kelsey in the final two.
I know, that was
it. They didn't have to pay for any of their sins in the Big Brother house.
I know. It was really sad, actually. But
yeah. Well, then coming out of that moment, we have where that's what, going down to the final six?
Five.
Okay. And then we get down to the final, when we go to the final four, that you made a deal with them where, that they told, you told them that you were going to throw the final four HOH. And we were very confused on the outside in terms of, was this another thing where you were going to try to trick them? Were you really trying to throw it? Did you like not know what you know the answer? So then you said, okay, I'm throwing it.
No.
Just back up and go through that whole conversation with them.
I mean, I had to tell the bro, like, we saw at the beginning of the week that big fight at the table, them not even wanting to be in the same room as me. There was no way that I was getting their vote at the beginning of the week. So I really just had to lie and tell them whatever they wanted to hear to keep me in the house. And guess what? Succeeded. So I was 100% going into that final four HOH, not throwing it. There was no way in hell I was throwing that HOH competition. But once again, another example of Cassandra being absolutely terrible, maybe the worst competitor in Big Brother history.
No.
I could not, like, I was literally just staring at that screen and just blank. I was like,
well, Cass, it was a tough competition, but I want to ask you about this. So in the diary room, after you had two questions right, it's like 3-3-2. There's one more question left. You're in the diary room, you know, obviously after the fact, and you said, well, I'm getting a little heat from Nick because he's throwing me shade. So maybe I just better, you know, lock it down right now and throw it. So that was just you just playing in the diary room, right? You really, really did.
I wasn't throwing it.
Okay. Please, because I'd be heartbroken if you really did throw it. Like,
I was absolutely not throwing that one. That's the most important HOH. There's no way I was throwing it. I just couldn't get my mind focused.
Okay.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I've had too many concussions. I'm sorry.
Not for real, right?
Yeah, I've had a few. I've had a big accident.
Why? What happened to you?
One time, my dad hit me in the head with a soccer ball in front of my whole high school. Went airborne, hit my head on the floor, came back 3 weeks later in a neck brace. The second one, I was...
Wait, you were in a coma for 3 weeks?
No, I was... No, I came back... I had a neck brace.
Okay, you were conscious the whole time. You came back to school in 3 weeks.
Okay. And then another time, a box fell on my head. And then one time I was driving and I just forgot to look forward. I was looking this way. I don't know what I was looking at. And I was listening to Maneater. And
it's like your profile picture from Big Brother Canada.
And then I just hit the back of a car, concussed.
Oh my God.
My goodness.
Like CTE. Yeah.
Bad luck.
All right. Well, Cassandra, please be more careful in the future.
I will. Don't worry.
Oh, my God. Let's go back to earlier in the season. I believe it was week three where you were up on the block against Christine, right? And you must have seen your Big Brother life flash before your eyes during that week. Or were you not actually that concerned?
Honestly, the first half of the game, I don't know if they really showed it on the episodes, but I really was gaming. I was the last person to go to bed every night. I was having those conversations, building those relationships with people and staying under the radar. That was my strategy going into the house. Just have a big personality. Sometimes I have to bite my tongue at times.
Yes.
I didn't when I called Levita a dumb bitch, resulting in me going on the block.
Yes.
Dumb bitch. But,
what was the quote? That I can't believe that.
I can't believe that dumb bitch. That was what I was referencing when I came on the show. I can't believe that dumb bitch won again. Seriously?
But honestly, that was even strategy when I said that to her, because I looked at her and I knew she was listening. And I said, oh my God, that dumb bitch won HOH again. Because I really thought we had a good connection. Like the week before, I felt like I was a very influential reason and why she stayed that week. I was going around campaigning hard for Levita to stay because I just did not trust Shari.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, I did see my life flash before my eyes, but I knew I had the numbers. Like I had Jared and his little posse of followers and had the brother.
You had the numbers, girl, but it was close. I mean, it was 6-5, let's be honest. And yeah. Tim was playing with your Big Brother live. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. Apparently, I distracted him from the game. Was his? He gave me some dumb reasoning of, I just wanted to make the house divided for the other side. To think that it was split the house. Yeah, but then you went around telling everyone that you voted for me to go out. So that's totally contradicting what you're saying.
So why do you think he did it?
I think he found me as a distraction in the house. Anyway,
really?
I think he was a bit of a showman and he was willing to risk your Big Brother life in the house for a little bit of fun in the diary room. I really do think that's what's going on.
Yeah. I wasn't for it.
I wasn't for it either.
Never happening again.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right. Well, that could have changed everything, that very close vote. Now, I know that you had a bone to pick with me about my predictions about how you would finish in this game. Because it was a hot button issue in the preseason.
Yeah. So I feel like you didn't have much faith in me. And I want to hear about this bet you had with Jordan Parhar from last season about how you didn't think I'd make jury.
I did not.
Did I mean,
I did not. Four? You greatly exceeded my expectations because first off that I found your profile picture to be confusing to me. I didn't understand what we were showing here in this picture. Why don't you get to face
it?
Yeah. It was like, okay, well, why aren't we facing the camera? I felt like that was sort of symbolic of maybe are we going into this ass backwards into the house.
It had nothing to do with my intro video or like I'm like an onion.
Well, second of all, you were talking about that you were going into the house and you were going to form this alliance called the Assassins. And
Cassastinators.
What was it called? The Cassastinators?
Yeah, because I would tell them, yeah, we're the Assassinators. And then go in the diary room and be like, what they don't know? It's the Cassastinators because I'm leaving this bitch.
Yeah, I'm glad. that was a good move to scrap that because I feel like that in Big Brother history, and Brent, maybe you could back me up on this, the history of the person that goes into the house and says, okay, this is the name of the alliance ahead of time. That is not a positive history.
No. Those are the people that always get evicted.
El Cuatro.
Yes, Nick Juhas, I'm looking at you too. Yeah,
that's not typically a player that comes in and succeeds. The person that's telling us the name of the alliance before they go into the house, and then you just mentioned a little bit about being a princess in the house, and I was getting flashbacks to Victoria from BB16. So
I can forget her.
I put it all together, and I did not feel great. Again, I did not have a great feel on this cast going into the house. I thought that Dallas was going to be a good player.
Right. Well, you were wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong about many things. I said Mitch is going to be good. That was my one feel.
Mitch.
Yeah. And unfortunately, for Mitch, he didn't. He just barely got to that milestone. But Jordan felt very strongly about you. And he was a big advocate of yours.
I wonder what part of me he felt strongly about.
I know which part.
You have to ask him. But
I will.
That being said, that we wagered his appearance on the Survivor voicemails podcast on whether or not you were going to make the jury. And so I ended up, I lost, and I did try to pay up on my end of the bet.
I'm glad to hear you lost.
Yeah, well, look, I'm wrong all the time, Kaz. I don't know if this is like a shock to anybody who regularly listens to this show. I'm lucky if I'm at 50-50.
Yeah, Cass, like last year in Big Brother 17, he was predicting that Jace and Davon were like the clear front runners to win Big Brother 17. Yes, and I predicted Steve, by the way, so there you go.
Winner, chicken dinner. Okay,
all right. So...
so got that off my chest. I feel better now.
All right. Now, Cass, Since you've been out of the house, what have you met all of the Big Brother alumni?
I met a lot of them. Right after the show, we all went to Niagara Falls, and I got to meet McCrae. I got to meet all the Canadian players. Got to meet Netta, who I'm obsessed with. Literally obsessed.
Mm-hmm. All
John,
of us are.
John Party, obsessed. And, yeah, it was really fun. I got to meet Emmett in the house, which was fun.
Yes. Okay. And was there anybody that you were especially taken with from the Big Brother Canada alumni?
Yeah, Netta, I love her.
Okay.
It was so great to meet her because I kind of wanted to model. When I went into the house, I said, I kind of want to model a game of Netta / Janelle / maybe Rachel a little bit in the entertainment factor. Mm-hmm. But I think I was just myself. I was totally myself.
Yeah.
In the house.
I feel like that came across. I felt like that in talking about you on the podcast that, you know, if I felt like that, you know, you kind of had the strategy thing happening, but also that you did it with sort of a personality a la a Janelle, you know, minus the comp wins. I felt like that that's a pretty good comparison.
Yeah. So I did my job.
Yeah.
Other than win.
Good work all the way around. Now, one of the other things that, you know, we had seen while you were in the house was there was a point when you were talking to me on the live feeds and people sent me that message.
Right. So
do you remember this?
I do. I do. I'm kind of obsessed with Joe from Survivor.
Yes.
Like, he's just like, if I had a poster, I'd put it like above my bed. I'd be like, come on, Joe. Love you. And, yeah. And then, Joel in the house was like, oh, maybe Rob can set you up. And I love you. Since I got out of the house, I've watched a bunch of your podcasts and I'm literally obsessed. Stage 5 Cling. And, but I was like, oh my God, Boston Rob. And he was like, so offended, Joel. I was like, no, hey. He was like, no, not Boston Rob.
Not Boston Rob. Right. The other Rob. Right. But you felt like that I could somehow set you up with Joey Amazing from Survivor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have that kind of pull.
Yeah. Do you think you could maybe, you know, toss a number over?
Well, I mean, are you still interested in Joe Anglim?
I could definitely be interested.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Cass, we have a big surprise for you today on the show. We don't normally do this. That I was able to use my Survivor connections and we have Joe Anglim on the phone. Yes. Oh, hold on. We have him. On the phone line and that Joe, are you there?
Hey Cass, how's it going?
We can hear him, but he's not on the YouTube video. Let me know if you can hear him. No, he can't see you, but he can hear you. Joe, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How's it going, guys? Rob,
hey,
thanks for
Joe.
Having me, Cass. Big fan.
Hi.
Okay. Joe Anglim, we reached him. He's in Hawaii this week, he's calling in just for this.
Thank you so much. I'm speechless right now. I'm never speechless. I'm tongue-tied. Joe,
too,
I'm obsessed with you.
Rob told me all about your season and how you were a fan, so... I watched some of your season and I just loved your game. You just did such a good job.
Thank you so much. Like, I honestly want to Stage 5 Cling you and like follow you around and just have you close to me at all times.
Yeah. Now, Joe, so you got to watch Big Brother Canada?
Yeah. Like, well, you know, I got some links and I was able to watch it after you, you know, you sent me that video, Rob. And I really liked the season. It was great.
Do you want to get together and maybe do some hot yoga sometime?
What? Joga?
Well,
Joga? Yeah, like, can you maybe teach me some
moves? I'd be down, but like, I don't know. Like the only buzzkill was like when I was watching your season, like you were with that guy that looked like Drake.
Looked like Drake?
Yeah, yeah, you know that guy that looked like Drake, and then you know,
I wasn't with him.
Got evicted, but you know, I was really mad when that one girl, like she took your duck, like that, like really, like that was so mean. I couldn't believe she did that.
Joe.
Yeah.
What are you talking? What?
Joe, this is Cass. This is Cass, Joe.
Yeah, Cass, right? The blonde girl, you know, with the blonde girl.
Best
part was like when she said that one girl's ass.
All right, full confession that this is a different Jay. This is Jordan Parhar.
You little shit! I was gonna be like, your voice sounds so soft spoken, like a sound trip, but maybe. Jordan, I was just texting you before this. You guys tricked me.
Yeah, well, that's funny.
That was so good. I was like, wait, Ramsey was the one. I was with the guy that looked like you, Joe.
Okay. Jordan, maybe you could answer this question. What part of Cass made you feel like that she was going to go far in the game?
Actually, like mainly the main thing about Cass that really stood out to me was like it's hard with those like little bios, but then Matt Carter of CarterMatt.com did like really long form interviews, and I just really like Cass's answers. And then Matt also said he compared Cass to Danny Donato, and Danny Donato is like one of my favorite players ever. So yeah, that's kind of, I don't know. I just had a feeling watching the video, Cass. I thought you were going to be really great this season.
Thank you.
You really delivered. You outperformed what I ever thought you would be able to accomplish. So kudos to you. You did a great job, and I'm a huge fan of your game and you in general.
Thank you so much. I'm so like in love right now with all of you.
All right, Nate, hey, look.
Hey!
He's better, better than Joey you. Amazing.
Yeah, who needs Joe?
I do.
All right. All right. Well, Jordan, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much. I love you
for having me, Rob. Thank you for giving me my chance to talk to Cass quick. Cass, you got to come to Vancouver. Let's hang out this summer.
Let's hang out. Want to go on a date?
Oh, I'll go on a date with you. Sure. Why not?
Okay.
Done.
That was easy.
All right. We're going to need him back in one piece though, Cass. That please. Go easy on him.
I'm a cannibal. Okay.
All right.
Get him out.
All right. Jordan, thank you so much, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. #Thanks, Jordan. #proper.
Yeah. All right. Check out more Jordan Parhar on the reality TV happy hour on robinswebsite.com.
I was playing along with that. I thought it was like a cross between Michael Jackson back from the dead and Jordan Parhar. I was like, but it was really good though. Go on, JP. That was great.
I was going to say, it sounds kind of like Michael Jackson.
I had no idea that Joe Anglin sounded like Michael Jackson. What was that?
Don't freak out, Joe. Yeah, we got the same vibe. I was thinking that in my head. I was
right?
Like,
family
voice.
Oh, God.
All right, Cass, we have so many questions for you from the listeners, too. Real listeners. Can we answer some of those as we go through a bunch of other stuff? And Brent, feel free to jump in.
I have some questions, too. Yeah.
Any other stuff. All right, so let's get the ball rolling and take your questions. This is from Alec Harine, who writes in, Cassandra, Big Brother Canada just got renewed. What are some twists and types of house guests you want to see in season 5, besides yourself, I guess?
Oh my God, I was just going to say that. A bunch of replicas of myself. No, I want big personalities. Like, I want these people and strategists. And even people that don't know anything about the game. I think one of the most beautiful things of this season, it grinded my gears at times, is that I think what made it so entertaining was that people didn't know the game. Like last season, no offense, Jordan Parhar, it was a bunch of super fans where it was kind of like, oh, sorry, like wake back up. But maybe like a 50% people that have never seen the game before and then 50% gamers, just so the newbies can screw up with the gamers game.
Okay.
And then obviously entertainment.
And you don't want people that are like you because that's competition for all stars. You want people that are the opposite of you. You want there to be nobody who ever plays again who's like you.
Oh, yeah. No one. Well, let's get real. No one will ever be like me.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Let's take another question. This is from Moose Girl, 1996. Do you think that you would have won that final HOH? If so, would you have taken Kelsey, Tim, or the brothers to the final two? When you were watching that,
Hands down.
You felt like that you would have had that.
Okay, well, I wouldn't have won that first HOH with the ice and the blow up. Like, never mind. I would have just sat down like Kelsey did. She just gave up. And the second one, I think I would have beat almost an hour in time. Like, it's just counting by seven. I know I suck at competitions, but at least it wouldn't be on the spot. I would have a minute. I just need a minute to think. I'm very visual. I need to stop and like think visually in my head, and then I could get the answer. I know it. It just takes me about a minute to get to it. Mm-hmm. So, but I would have been much faster than Kelsey. Then I would have been in the final HOH with the Ding Dong Brothers. So yeah, I think I would have won. And then guess what? I'd have a lot more money in my bank account right now.
Yeah. Now, like, when you call the brothers like the Ding Dong Brothers, I mean, what is your relationship like? You said you loved them earlier in the show, but do they get annoyed when you say stuff like that?
Oh, I don't care. Like, I'll keep saying whatever I want. Like, no filter.
Okay.
But no, outside of the house, they're so cute. I love them. They're just so sweet. They really are. They just take temper tantrums sometimes. Like when you say, hey, remember that time that you said that? And then they say, no, we never said that. Liar. You're being a liar right now. Mm-hmm. They just couldn't admit their lies right in the house, which I didn't understand. Like sometimes I had to really, like when I was talking to myself in the blue room, like I was like, I hate everyone. It's because I'm living in this house with people that can't own up to their game. Own up to it. You're playing Big Brother, not the honesty game, right? Like, maybe I was the delusional one because I was the only one that had that thought process.
I think where their game went off the rails for them a little bit was when Canada voted them in the top two of that HOH competition, because all of a sudden you get a visual of what's really going on the outside. And the brothers had this preconceived notion that maybe they're the good guys in the house, that Canada's rooting for them. So now if they were inclined to lie before, which I don't think that they really were, now they really aren't inclined to lie. They want to be seen as the people who Canada's rooting for. So I think that's what really hurt them in the game.
I don't know. Like, I feel like I had a lot of love when I came out and I lied. I mean, I feel exactly. Like that's Big Brother. People want to see that strategy.
They misread the situation totally. It wasn't even close. It was like Nikki 60%. And the brothers are like 11%, like that. But they didn't know that, yeah. And neither did you guys.
Right.
All right. Great. Jordan Parhar wants to know, how long has Cass been watching the show?
I've been watching since Dr. Will, season 2, Big Brother US. I'm a super fan. I've been watching since a young little child. And like, it's funny because I always watch with my dad. Like, we are super fans of Big Brother. So when he was there, like, I'm not an emotional person by any means. When I saw my dad, I was like, like, just flood of the century. Yeah. It was just so touchy.
Hey, Cass, I wanted to talk to you about, let's talk about the final four and the vote that Kelsey had at the final four, because, you know, I am one of the three live feed correspondents who is with Rob. You know, we take turns coming on the show and analyzing the live feeds. And the other two have made a point that maybe you weren't as good of a player as maybe I thought you were, because you couldn't get Kelsey to evict Tim at final four and keep yourself, who is an obvious non-comp threat, and take you to the final three when you would have taken Kelsey to the final two. So address that. Like, what happened there? Because the feeds were blacked out. We saw you basically campaigning for Tim to self-evict rather than really getting on Kelsey about, you know, take me with you to the end. And, you know, who cares what the brothers have to say?
Right. My thing was, you don't have any concept of time. You know when the live feeds went off. So I really had... I thought I had a whole week to campaign. I started planting the seeds early in the week on Saturday when I got evicted. Right. But usually I do the hardcore, you know, campaigning on the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so they don't change their mind. So I really thought I had a whole week. When Arissa came up on the screen, I was like, shit. Like, I know I'm a super fan, but I thought that I'd have a whole week and then the final HOHs, and then the finale would be on the Sunday. So I just didn't have time. I had 45 minutes. And at that point, Kelsey was not changing her mind. I'd already started on her. I was doing the crying outside, trying to do the girl card. Like, we have to go to the end. Like, I can't win a competition. Like, three Canadians.
And I really thought it was a bad play for Kelsey to take Tim to the final three. Tim won the endurance.
Kelsey was still hurt that I got rid of her boyfriend, and honestly she wanted to be the last girl standing in the house. And like, okay, Kelsey, if you're such a good gamer and think you're the mastermind of this whole house, kill me. Why wouldn't you take the player that has had your back this game, has helped you get to this point? Remember Maddie's situation where I just said, Kelsey, don't talk, I will do all the talking. Went to Maddie and guard, put Raul up. That was the only way she'd stay. I said to her, I can't win a competition. You guys all believe I'm playing for second place and I can't win this game. So why wouldn't you take me to final three? when I, if I do somehow pull a miracle out of my butt and win that, I will take you, and I most likely won't. So it just didn't make any sense to me, but I didn't have enough time to swear.
Okay. Brianne in the chat wants to know, have you talked to Kelsey since you've been out of the house? What's that relationship like?
You know what? I haven't talked to Kelsey. You know, I guess we're just so busy in our lives that we can't reach out to each other. But I have talked to everyone else.
Is that facetious? are you being straight about that?
No, I haven't talked to Kelsey since the show, but I'm sure we will talk. Like, we're both going to be in New York for the US premiere, so we will talk. Like, it was just a game. When I left the house, I had no hard feelings. It was a game to me. It was a board game. I lost, but I was playing the game, like, as a super fan would.
Right.
And she, I think, had some hurt feelings still towards me about maybe not voting for her to win. So once she gets, I think everyone will get over it and we'll talk eventually. But
and that's the best way to play, Cass. Like, I love you for that, too. As good as you played it, as great of a game as you played and how entertaining you were, I love that you left everything in that house. And when you came out, you were friends with everybody for the most part. And just like, it was a game, you know, you have to leave it behind.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. One of the things I thought you did really well in the house is that we saw so many of the women this season going after one another, especially early on. And you seemed like you were the only woman in the house who was willing to not be catty with the other women in the house. Was that something that you consciously tried to do, or is that just part of your personality?
I think that's a part of my personality. Like, I mean, obviously when I saw a pattern of girl, 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 I was like, hey, it kind of makes sense that I'd be the next girl and wanted to end that cycle. But the girls in that house were just hashtag betches. That's where that came from, because everyone in that house was a little betch and like kept going after each other. Like, hello, why don't we take out Jared, this big player? And as soon as I got the power, thanks, Dad, I did that.
Hey, how about no? How about don't vote Jared out of the house?
Sweetie, you're not going to be here next week. You're not going to be in power next week. You're not even going to be here next week.
Yeah,
so
that was
up.
One of my favorite moments from the show. Yeah. That was really great.
At that point, I was just so fed up because I always heard from, you haven't even played this game. We're carrying you to the end. Like, you haven't done anything. Yeah, I have. And I'm smarter than you. That's why no one knows about anything I've done. Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.
That was great.
See ya, never.
I'm really curious, Cass, about how your relationship is with Jared after the game, because Jared was really hard on you, you know, during the show. And I know we already touched on the fact that he said, you know, you're not going to have any friends in Winnipeg if I have anything to say about it. But what's your relationship like with him? Like, has he owned some of his bad behavior in the house and some of the things he said to you, or what's he doing?
He did apologize, but I haven't really talked to him too much. I mean,
okay.
He did apologize to me in Niagara Falls, which was nice. And he said, sorry for being so mean. It's a game. I get it. He was just an emotional player. That was the problem. Like, I was just great, straight game. Like, I had no emotions. Like, I was ready to cut Tim at Final Three, and I was so excited to do it.
Yeah, you would have cut Tim at Final Three. Jared wouldn't even cut his hair.
Yeah, like, whatever. Hope that hair was worth $100,000.
Hey.
Not. Can you need a Kleenex to blow your nose? Sorry.
All right. This is from BPBC6624. Other than you, who was the best player this season?
You know what? Levita went out too early, so not her. Mitch, I love Mitch. Nah, I love Tim.
Tim
was a little manipulator. Even though he says he wasn't, he was very good at talking to people, and that's why I worked with him. I was not going to go against him like Mitch was. I wanted him right by my side and help me get to the end because I knew how good he was of a player. I think I was the best, of course. But
well, could you talk through, hypothetically, if you had some sort of like John and Netta type situation. So let's just say in another world, in another life, you and Tim got to the final three with, say, Kelsey or the brothers, and probably either of you would have beaten either of them. Brent, tell me if I'm talking out of school with that, but probably, right?
In a jury vote, yes.
In a jury vote. So what would have happened? So if you would have won that HOH, would you have taken Tim, or would you would have kicked him to the curb and vice versa?
Tim never fully trusted me in the game. That was where that internal conflict came. And he was right, because at Final Three, I would have cut him and I would have taken either the brothers, Kelsey, whoever else was there, because I knew 100% I would beat them. With Tim, I was kind of unsure, and I think that'd be my big move, taking my number one ally out of the house. I think with him, though, I don't know. I think he may have taken me to the end because everyone in that house really thought I was playing for second place, and he knew how badly I wanted it. So I think he may have taken me.
Yeah, I think that she has it exactly right, Rob. I think that Cass evicts Tim at Final Three and takes whoever else is there because she knows she can beat them. I think Tim, on the other hand, He likes to be seen as a good guy. He likes to play to the fans. I think he's not going to evict Cass at Final Three there and risk the wrath of the Big Brother Canada fans. I think he's going to take her to the Final Two.
So Cass, who would have won?
Kim was. I feel like I could have played that Canadian card and won because that card didn't affect me whatsoever. If Tim was in Final Two, I think he deserved to win it. Well, if I was beside him, obviously not. But I think I would have pulled it out.
Yeah.
I think I would have beat him.
Okay, let's take another question. Okay, this is from Angel Garcia. Hi, Cass. Loved watching you play. You seem to be one of the only players who genuinely had fun playing the game. What did you think when people said you would be easy to beat in the Final Two? Did you ever believe that you would have a hard time winning at the end? When people told you that in the house, did you ever think that they had a point?
No, I didn't. You know what? When people say I can't bite my tongue, that's false. Because that fool last week, I was like this. Yeah? You think so? Okay. Because I was living with Kelsey and the brothers, Kelsey specifically saying, you're playing for second, you know that, right? I was like, yeah, I know. I wish I played a game like you. Take me to Final Two. But it was very hard. And then finally at the end there, that's when I started talking to myself. I was going so insane hearing that people kept saying that because I knew I played a good game. I was working. Like, I was getting migraines because I was always thinking.
It was so infuriating watching Kelsey do that to you because she had been complaining the previous few weeks about people saying to her, the Pax brothers in particular, saying to Kelsey, you know you can't win, right? And she was so irritated by that going into the diary room. And then the next week she gets power and she's saying to you, no, you can't win.
I know.
Which is such
I know.
Kelsey, come on.
Yeah, I really had to bite my tongue on that, but I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did. It was hurtful to hear them.
Okay. Yeah, you let her think that she was the mastermind.
All right. This is from Mr. Justin Poland. It says, Queen Cass, absolutely love you this season. How mad are you at Tim for not giving up his game for you, but then quitting the HOH right after? Are you still mad at this point with Tim?
No, I love Tim. Who can be mad at Tim? Like, I can. Like, he was, I feel like we were such a good dynamic duo. We worked together so well in the game. And I don't know if he would have gotten as far in the game if it wasn't for me. And I don't think I would have gotten as far in the game if it wasn't for him. We worked well together.
Okay. All right.
I'm over it.
Yeah. I think when you both didn't end up winning, I think it's easier to say, okay, whatever. The two of us, you know, if he throws you under the bus and then he wins, would that make you more mad or less mad?
No, I was upset to see him come out at third place. I wanted him to win it.
Yeah.
That was it. I was devastated when I saw Kelsey and the brothers in Final Two. I was like,
yeah, we all were. Cass, we all were, for real. Yeah.
Thank you.
Brent especially, though. The BB president wants to, if you could go back and make one decision differently to get you further, what would it be? Is there anything?
I hate when I watch, I hate it when people said, I have no regrets. Obviously, if you didn't win, you must have a regret. But maybe just not being in the mental headspace going into that final three or final four HOH with the faces. Mm-hmm. I literally felt like I was having a seizure when I was watching. I was like, don't pass out right now. Like, just focus. But maybe that, like, I don't know.
Cass, I always wonder,
really, what have any regrets.
The alternate universe where, you know, it's the brothers have HOH and they're deciding between, you know, are we going to put up Maddie and Ramsey? Or are we going to put up Jared and Kelsey? And they're pretty much set on putting up Jared and Kelsey. And then Tim, in his infinite wisdom, comes in and gets the brothers to switch over to, you know, working with him and working with Jared and Kelsey and instead going after Maddie and Ramsey. I know that wasn't your move specifically, but have you thought about how the universe of Big Brother Canada 4 looks differently if, you know, Maddie and Ramsey are not on the block that week and Jared presumably goes out that week? I think your chances look a lot better.
Really? I don't know, because I think Jared really thought I was playing for second. Him and Kelsey, he would have taken me to Final Three with Kelsey. Jared really didn't see me as a threat in any way. And I made him feel like I had his back. I would never go against him. That's why when I did turn on him, he was so upset about it. But I knew Ramsey wanted me out of that game. He, from night one, didn't want me in that house. And Maddie, I didn't fully trust. So I was happy with those two going up.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from at the time. I'm looking at it with the future knowledge that I know what's eventually going to happen with Ramsey, that he's also going to be leaving the game. So I'm thinking, in a universe where you get Jared and Ramsey out at that point and keep Kelsey and Maddie in the game,
that would have been better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But who would have known Ramsey would have left that week?
I know.
Cass, what about the moment when Tim told the brothers about the Threek show in the house?
I was livid at the time. I was like, the whole point of an alliance, I know you're not familiar with Big Brother Canada, but yeah, you're supposed to keep that a secret, right? Yes. But after, when he was trying to explain to me, like, I did that to protect both of us, to kind of, you know, put Joel out there and be like, hey, he's a part of this. It made sense. And I'm actually happy he did that. That just was a point for Tim, how intelligent he is.
Right. Okay. Cass, I have a question for you. Someone we haven't talked about is Nikki. What's your relationship like with Nikki? Because in the house, I was always worried that if Nikki ever got power, she would go a little emotional and go after you for some reason.
Yeah.
That never happened. It was close, but it never happened. Right? But what was going on with Nikki, and why couldn't you guys seem to really get on the same page?
I love, like, how the season wouldn't have been the same without Nikki. She is hilarious. But in the game, you're constantly walking on eggshells around her. It's like whoever she was angry with that day, that's who she wanted to go. And just when she almost got HOA share, she didn't like me that week and would have put me up. But with her, it was the me Tim thing. I was always telling Tim, you got to kind of keep your distance from me, like, because I didn't want to make it was kind of like a almost she was insecure with mine and Tim's relationship. That's what it was. But me and her are great. We talk outside of the house. I love Nikki.
Yeah. We all love Nikki.
Very fun. Very, you know, the wild cards really, both of them, Tim and Nikki, really added a lot to the table this season.
So happy.
Okay. This is from @NikkiPhilly. When Kelsey came back into the house, did you think that you were still on her good side, or you worried LaVita might have turned her against you?
No, I knew Kelsey was pretty, like, we were BFFs in the house. So I knew she had my back coming in, and I was just so happy it wasn't LaVita, because I knew if LaVita came back, I'd be her target numero uno in the house, and that could have not happened. And I knew Kelsey disliked Maddie so much, and Maddie disliked her so much, so she'd want me as her girlfriend on her side, because that's a girlfriend less for Maddie. So I knew I could fix that bond with her, and I was so happy when she came back, because that kind of fixed my thing with Raul, because Raul never really liked me.
But yeah, we don't really like Raul, though. I won't speak for Rob, but I'll tell you that was a girl bye.
I couldn't be more indifferent, to be honest.
Okay.
Rob, just as long as you love me.
Rob can't muster up the hate like I can.
not for Raul.
On to the next topic.
Okay, Alex Kidwell wants to know, the great Alex Kidwell, what do you feel like that you were able to do that Christine wasn't, that kept you alive in week 3 when the tension was with LaVita after the can't believe the bitch won gate, when you were on the ropes? What did you do that Christine didn't?
I was born with the gift of gab, and I could just talk to people, and I know I could kind of read people's auras, and I could kind of read what people want to hear.
No, that literally you can read people's auras?
I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm a little like, ooh. So I would just read, know what people wanted to hear, and I'd tell them that. With Christine, like, her campaigning was, Christine's great. She cooked for me and everything, which was nice, and she cleaned the house, which was also awesome. She was a terrible campaigner.
And she was generally a pretty awful person to live with. I mean, Rob, I mean, come on. She couldn't even smile when the wild cards walked in. She just wasn't
right. We're burying the lead here. Cass, you have some sort of ESP?
yeah.
But for real, for serious, like you, like,
I think I don't know.
She believes in, like, the auras, what people want to hear. It's just, it's kind of like a Boston Rob thing, where you know what people want to hear. You know how to give it to them the way they want to hear.
I would just tell them, like, with the brothers, like, in that double eviction scenario, I knew they wanted to hear not to use it. I was like, yeah, I won't use it. Whatever you want to, I'm with you guys. Yeah, I know I'm a terrible player, like, even in the end. When I would just tell people bullshit.
Okay. All right.
Didn't mean any of it.
All right, let's take another question. This is from Chris Carullo. Hi, Cass. How involved are you going to be with BB18? Can we expect to see you tweeting about it and or appearing on podcast?
I would love to. Can I come back onto this podcast?
Hell yes.
Okay. Yes. <I'm sorry>. Yes.
Yes. Of course I want to watch. I've never missed a season of Big Brother US or Big Brother Canada. So, of course, I'm going to be watching, and I'll be tweeting all about it.
Okay. Are you going to watch the live feeds, or is it too close to everything from the Big Brother house? Is it like flashbacks of being in there to watch the live feeds?
You know what? I've never watched live feeds before.
Oh.
I've just always watched the episodes.
No, you're going to be into it.
I might watch. I'm just scared I'm going to get totally addicted. It'll take over my whole summer.
Yeah, it does. It does get you addicted, because before I became a live feeder, I really didn't watch the live feeds all that much.
Yeah.
And then now that I do, I really can't watch Big Brother
without
watching
it. It gives you a total different perspective of the game.
Exactly.
Because they can only fit so much into 3 hours a week.
Right.
Yeah. All right. BB Watcher in the chat room wants to know, do you regret your decision to bring Kelsey back into the game instead of LaVita? Or you feel like that it worked out, you know, good enough to get you to where you got?
It worked out. Like, there was no way for my personal game that LaVita could come back, because as you saw, when she was HOH week 3, she wanted me out of the house and she would have come back still with me being her target. So at least Kelsey, I had a friendship with, I could kind of work with her. So over the two, obviously, I didn't want either of them to come back. Like, we just got you out. We don't need
another person. Neither did we.
But I mean, Kelsey didn't do anything for me in the strategic point. Mm-hmm. Like, I went and binge watched the season, and I still, like, in the house, I was friends with her, but on a game level, eh.
How much have you watched?
I've watched the whole thing. I binge watched the whole season.
Wow. Well, so what surprised you?
You know, I feel like not too much surprised me. My biggest surprise was just seeing how little they put into the episodes. Clearly, I know they can only fit so much in 3 hours a week, but I feel like the first part of the season I was gaming and they didn't really showcase that in the episodes.
I think your biggest surprise would have been seeing how much Jared was talking about putting up you and Tim if he got power. Right when you got power, because he was saying to you, you know, I would never you up. But he clearly was. I mean, that's all he was talking about all week going into it. Like, if we get power, we're going to put up Tim and Cass, and we're going to get Tim out of here. Now, granted, he wasn't going after you, but he was going after your number one ally, and you were his second choice. So that's why I couldn't stand Jared, because he was lying through his teeth to you, which is fine. But he seemed to, Rob, he seemed to believe his own lies. Mm. Like, he'd go in the diary room and say, like, I'm not going after Cass. I'm not going after Tim. I don't know why they're putting me up.
He's a really loyal and integrous guy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Don't you know? No, but, like, kill me. Yeah. But, you know what? You're totally right. Thank you. You're absolutely right. When I won HOH and I was all like, and he was like, all mad. I'm like, I thought you were on my side. Why are you so angry? If, you know, one of your number one allies won HOH, you should be happy, but he wasn't. So, yeah, you're right. That was my biggest surprise. Yeah. So thank God I got him out.
Cass, what was your casting story with Big Brother Canada? Was this your first time applying?
No. I sent in a video last season for season 3, didn't get on, and I came back this year, and I'm happy. I'm so happy.
Were you in the mix, though? Were you in the casting process, and then they didn't take you but took you this year?
Yeah.
How far did you get?
Exactly.
Did you get down to the finals?
Yeah, I got down to finals. It was pretty close to the live show.
Okay.
Then they broke my heart and brought me back this season. I'm so happy about it.
Yeah.
It was fate.
It was fate. Okay. Let's take a few more questions. This is from Jade. Hi, Cass. Did you ever consider keeping Mitch in week 6, or were you just trying to stay on his good side for jury management purposes? How aware were you of the mind games going on between Tim and Mitch?
I was 100% not keeping Mitch. Like, I knew, even if Joel was playing the middle, he had my, I think even now he's saying that he still had my back till the end, like I was his number one ally. I think that was true. Like, I knew he wouldn't turn on me. Where Mitch, I had no clue where he was at. He was telling one side one thing, the other side the other. Like, but I was just doing jury management, and there was no way I was keeping him. And I knew there was a conflict between him and Tim, their ego thing. Like, they couldn't work together. Like, for me, when I saw a good player, one of them with me. Mitch, I always tried to talk to him, whatever, but he did not want to deal with me until he was put up on the block and needed my vote. So there was no way I was giving him my vote.
Okay. Madison in the chat wants to know, do you have any advice besides be yourself for BB Can people who want to audition?
Honestly, just be yourself. Like, sorry.
No, besides be yourself.
Be yourself times 10. Be yourself on steroids. Like, in my video, I was in a bikini in my Timberlands with a pageant sash on in minus 40 Winnipeg weather. Like, being like, if I can handle this weather, I can handle the Big Brother house. And don't say, like, I'm going to backstab, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be like this player. Don't say you're going to be like me, because you're not.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
Well, be more.
That's a terrible answer.
That I know that one of the mistakes I think people make a lot is, like, they really get into their strategy of, like, oh, I'm going to be under the radar in the beginning, and then I'm going to really start to win competitions. And, like, nobody cares about your strategy. It's all about personality.
Personality.
Nobody cares what your strategy is going to be in the house.
You have to have the it factor.
The it factor. That's right.
Like, you can even say, I'm going to be a cutthroat assassin. Just don't say you're going to make an alliance called the Assassinators.
No, you'll get on. You get on the show. I'll just pick you to do bad. That's fine. You can say that to me. That's good. Okay. Brent, what else do you want to know from Cass today?
I think we've covered most of it. I was going to talk about Mitch, how big of a fan you were. Like, I think we
all.
Cass, I have a question for you. So, in the jury questioning for the brothers, you ask the brothers, you know, what was the biggest lie that you told this season? And they gave you a really, really crappy answer. What should they have said at that point? What did you want to hear from them?
I wanted to hear what lies they had told. I wanted to hear, yeah, Cass, we had that big fight in the kitchen. I did say what you were saying that I was saying. Like, I wanted to hear their lies. That's Big Brother. We're not playing the honesty game. I say that a million times because I think people were just confused on what game they were playing. They're trying to act like they were playing with integrity and loyalty and honesty. Bullshit. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear what you did to backstab me.
Exactly. And they weren't even playing the honesty game because they were lying right to your face. And we saw that. It's called the hypocrite game.
They said they wanted
to get back in the middle. And then they totally denied it to Kelsey. It was like,
if there's ever an All-Stars, I might just do that. Because look, it helped them win. I didn't.
Yeah, they just lucked into it.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Like Mitch said when he cast his vote. Like sometimes,
just kidding.
Sometimes you can just luck into a win. And that's exactly what happened this season.
Luck.
Cass, you had that whole glass of wine. I feel like you barely made a dent in it during this podcast.
I know. I was so distracted. I was so into this conversation. I couldn't even focus on my wine. Said me never.
Brent finished his soda.
Thank you.
And you barely touched it. My coffee's empty.
I'm such a dumb bitch.
But Cass, it was so much fun to talk to you. You know, your personality comes through in whatever you're doing. You could read the phone book. It would be interesting. So thank you very much for coming on and talking about everything.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
You're the best. Thank you. I want to come again.
Yeah. Thank you so much. All right. I guess we need a hashtag for people for this podcast.
Hashtag dumb betches.
Okay. It's BETCHES?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Bingo, bingo.
All right. Brent. Is there anything, any final words you want to say to Cassandra?
I just want to say, Cass, like, you had everything that I want in a Big Brother contestant. You had the strategy, you had the social game, and you had the snarkiness when you came in the diary room and gave us exactly what we wanted to see. You were everything for me this season, and you made my job so much easier, so thank you.
Thank you so much. That means so much.
No, it was a very fun season of Big Brother Canada, and a lot of people did not love the ending. But it was a very fun ride.
It's the journey, Rob. It's the journey.
Yeah.
It's what they tell me.
Yes. But it was good. It was good TV, all the way around. And of course, with Big Brother Canada, it all comes down to,
does everybody want good TV?
Yes. Yes, we do. We do.
Well, I'm glad I could deliver because when I was, some other people couldn't.
Yes. And Cass, thank you for being such a good sport with our Joe Anglim prank.
Oh, it's so funny. I'm going to get you back for that.
All right. You owe me one now.
I owe you. Yeah.
Anyway, it was so much fun. Can't wait to get into talking about BB18 as well with you guys coming up. Hopefully, we will see some casting news coming up soon here on the podcast. And when that breaks, you know where to find it right here. If you want to get your hands on the Big Brother live feeds early, you can go through our link, robhaswebsite.com/live feeds, or click on the banner in the sidebar of robhaswebsite.com. Cass, if people want to follow you on Twitter, what is your official Twitter?
Let me just check quick.
At Cassandra BB Can, right?
Oh, at Cassandra BB Can, yes.
How does that work? Do they make one for you in the house and then just give it to you when you get out?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think that's what happened. And when I was in the house, my sisters were so great. They ran it and their tweets were really cute.
Okay. And of course, you could follow Brent on Twitter. He is at One Lucky Gay. That is O-N-E Lucky Gay. On Twitter. I'm at Rob Cicerino. We have a lot more coming up on the podcast that, of course, we talked Edgic this week already. Cass, do you have any idea what Edgic is?
No. Is that like a jigsaw puzzle?
A little bit.
What is it?
Yeah. So we talked about Edgic in terms of Survivor. We've recorded a News AF this morning. Of course, we talked to Mitch Moffitt on Friday. And then,
I love him.
Yes. Cass, do you watch Survivor?
I love Survivor.
Okay. All right. Well, you know Joe Anglim, so obviously much watch Survivor. Did you watch? I'm going to spoil this upcoming Survivor season. Have you watched it?
No, I haven't watched it.
All right. The winner of Survivor Ko Rong is scheduled to join us on Thursday.
I'm going to watch.
Okay. I won't spoil Cass with who it is. The winner, Darnell, will be joining us this Thursday for a long interview. about all the season. So excited about all that coming up here on the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Go to robinsonwebsite.com/iTunes or search for RHAP, Robinson Podcast, in your favorite podcaster. Have a good night, everybody. Take care. Thanks so much, Alex Kidwell, for the questions tonight. What's that, Cass?
It was a pleasure being here. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you again for coming on. Take care. Bye.
Bye.